Well, bolstered by tighter supplies, the cheese market has been running with the bulls of late. And according to the USDA's Seth Meyer, it now looks like those milk and cheese prices will stay strong into 2015.
We have strong demand and tight supplies in 2014. And so we upped our estimates for cheese by a penny, butter by 9 cents. Our NFD price, we increased by a penny, and whey prices by a half a cent for the 2014 year. Primarily associated with the Class 3 price, and we show that up 15 cents a hundred weight. And the Class 4 price associated with butter and NFD, we show up 45 cents.
Well, the cattle situation continues to be very strong for producers. That was a message from ag economist Ron Plain at the Ag Marketing Outlook Conference. He said a drop in cow and heifer slaughter has tightened up the beef supplies as producers are looking to increase the breeding herd. And Plain says with higher feeder cattle prices and good pastures, he's not surprised that producers are saving more females.
The more cows we keep on the farm and the more heifers we save for breeding, the faster we will turn this cattle cycle. But still, we're talking about cattle, and it takes a long time to change the breeding herd and turn that into more calves and more slaughter.
And the outlook for pork producers is brighter than many had expected, though there are still plenty of problems to face, especially when you talk about PED. But still, when you look at profitability, it's strong.
We've seen profitability in the hog business since really last fall when corn prices finally came down. And of course, lower feed price makes it more profitable for the animal industries, including hogs.
But according to economist Chris Hurt, he said PED still is prevalent in the industry, even though its impact has declined.
My impression had been that we could have dropped, as we got into the warmer weather in May, maybe down to 2%. So I think this tells us that PED certainly is still around. And I think what that tells us is that we're going to continue to see death loss from PED into the summer. Not as large, but those certainly could be 2, 3, 4% going right through the summer.
Well, as we start off this new trading week, we see block cheese sitting at 202 and 3 quarters of a cent per pound, barrels at 207, and AA butter now up to 248 a pound. The Class 3 prices, July 21.51, August 21.33, September dropped back to 20.33, and October is down to 19.83. As far as the Board of Trade, lower prices again on Friday. September corn down to 371 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. December, that's down to 378 and one half cent. Beans for August actually gained a couple of pennies to 1176 and three quarters of a cent. September dropped 6 1/4 to 1104 and one quarter of a cent, while your September wheat dropped 18 1/2 to 532 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. Looking at the livestock, choice beef steers and heifers, they mostly priced to 152. Holstein steers, 120 to 132. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 107 to 122. Most of the slaughter cows, 84 to 106. Slaughter bulls, 110 to 138. Our replacement bull calves, steady, 220 to 360. Heifer calves top at 320, and the colored beef calves, 3 to 550. Your barrels and gilts, 86 and down. Market lambs, they're at 150 and down, and the feeder lambs 165 and down. And that is your morning agricultural update here on WSAU.